Hello, everyone. Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Cindy Bentley. Thank you for tuning in or calling in. It's a Monday in September. Fall is here, and it's been quite a ride for this summer. The last couple of weeks, personally, I've had lots of physical distress, and I'm thankful that I have a lot of divine helpers that help me on my journey, and they've been checking my energy fields and realigning me to different aspects of energy that our planet is connecting into at the present moment. We've had 144 earthquakes on the planet in the past 2 weeks, and I think my body has been reverberating through every one of them. It's been quite intense over here. And then just as I was about to start the show, I felt like I had something in my eye, so I keep putting drops in there. So you may hear me sniffing, but I'm not a cold. It's just I'm putting eye drops in my eyes. The allergies, since we've had so much rain here in the high desert, we've got flowers growing everywhere, and so we've had some allergy for a lot of people. Today, I'm going to talk about the opening of the third eye, and it's a big subject for lots of us around the planet. But first, I want to say hello to Bob, and Bob's helping with the calls and helping me on the studio. Hello, Bob Sykes.
Greetings, Cindy.
And greetings
to everyone out there.
Yes, that's right. This is Bob. He's helping me. Bob and I have a long history. He's also a Sirian light worker, and it's great to have him on board. He hosts me in his home once or twice a year in Atlanta, Georgia, and has done that for several years. And his healing room. So I'm very happy that he can help me. And it's wonderful to have the male energy balancing. It's fabulous. So, and Bob, if you have anything you want to talk about, just turn your cell phone. And if you decide you need to ask a question while I'm talking, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. See ya. So it looks like we're getting a lot of callers. They're calling in, but I do want to talk just a little bit about, hang on. I just want to talk a little bit about, for a little while, about the opening of our third eye. And people ask me all the time about, when am I going to be intuitive? When am I going to be 100% open in my third eye chakra? And I check and I douse and I find out that this person has his third eye chakra already open at 100%. So part of opening the third eye and being aligned with the third eye is that you have to be ready to listen, to actually know and trust that intuitive voice inside you, that soul that wants to tell you how to live your life. So there's things that will help us. One thing is trusting that intuitive voice, which you have to have practice. And I'll tell you a little story. Saturday, I've had my third eye open for quite a while, had lots of very prophetic dreams that were come true. But now lately, things show up in my third eye, into my intuition. And Saturday, I kept seeing the face of a friend of mine who's a professor in Washington State University, and kept seeing his face, and then I said, okay, if I'm supposed to see you, just show up. And I was driving to go buy groceries, and I decided, well, I'm going to stop at Trader Joe's first. And as I stopped and got out of the car and went to the door, there he stood. And I'm sure a lot of you listening out there have had some of the same situations where you think something in your third eye and it shows up. Well, I'll tell you a little secret. A person that's been showing up lately and actually speaking with me has been Shirley MacLaine. And there's a possibility that I would see her here because she has a house here in Abiquiu. Yesterday, I had dinner in Abiquiu, not far from her house. And I had forgotten about that she had a house up there. And it was like, oh, gosh, I could see her today. And then last week I was at the Four Seasons having lunch with a client who was visiting from Washington, D.C. And the guy who was helping us and serving us said something about the lady that comes and parks. We were talking about parking. And he said, well, we do have a customer that just comes and leaves her car at the front door and walks in and throws the keys. And I said, well, who might that be? And he said, well, that's Shirley MacLaine. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of Shirley MacLaine things going on. I don't know what that means. I know that when I have a lot of synchronicity, things start showing up. And so I'm hoping that all of you become more aware in every moment. Every moment is a very important moment. Every moment, every thought that you think, because you are divine, it is extremely important. So that's what we want to talk about, is being present. And the more we practice our intentions to being present, and the more we practice to be aware of our synchronicity, and the more we accept our power, the more that awareness evolves. One of the other things that helps with our third eye opening is the pineal gland. And there's been lots of research in recent times about the pineal gland. I even read an article the other day, it was very strange, about a guy who does autopsies, and he saves the pineal glands. And it said that because the powers that be who want to control us have put fluoride in our water and in our toothpaste, which is a known poison. And what that fluoride does, it calcifies the pineal gland. And the pineal gland, in my perspective, is our antenna to source, our antenna to a much higher consciousness, to allow it to come in. And the pineal gland actually helps open up your third eye to a higher level of psychic abilities. So if you're not drinking fluoride-free water, if you're not buying toothpaste without fluoride, then I encourage, if you want to open your third eye, that you do that. And I'm very conscious of that. And I can check with people to see how long it's going to take for their third eye to open. Excuse me. And, you know, when we're first born, we had a lot of freedom in our imagination, and we trusted that imagination. I know that lots of us had imaginary friends when we were young, and the imaginary friends were part of our opening of our third eye. And we were born with that third eye open, but we soon learned that we could not navigate our life in a three-dimensional world, in an imaginary world, that the concrete world of fear, duality, and judgment was not about the opening of our intuitive sense. I used to get in some trouble growing up because I could dream things and then they happened. So I got where I didn't tell anybody. what I dreamed. I didn't tell anybody that I knew something was going to happen. It was easier in my world, in the little town, in the little constricted Southern Baptist family that I was in. It was a lot safer for me to keep quiet about anything and everything that I knew to be real. And I'm sure there's more of you out there who have had the same experience where you have to keep quiet. Even now, you may have psychic abilities, but for gosh sakes, who are you going to tell? Because no one's going to be there saying, oh, that's great. Your psychic ability is terrific. Unless you have a good friend that's on this journey with you who also understands the importance of the third eye being open. So being present and grounded in every moment increases the open. So you've got the pineal gland opening. We can work on that. The next thing, if you guys are taking notes, the next thing is staying grounded in the moment. And we've talked about this before, the importance of the moment. And I had an article come through that I downloaded, and it's called Being Present, Entering the Fifth Dimension. And it's from the Ascended Masters, and it says, being present and entering the fifth dimension consciously requires everything of you. It's a complete surrender to being the consciousness that you are. It's not a part-time thing. You're either conscious or present or you're not present. So what we're standing in the truth of our soul and listening to the information that we intuitively are downloading from the universe, from our third eye, from our right brain, then that takes effort in the beginning. And eventually you just do it. And part of that is the connecting into the soul. And those of you who have worked with me know that you must connect in to your divine beings that work with you every day. That's big. And that connection is fabulous. I just can't tell you, once you get started and feel how wonderful it is to, and practice places that you can do this. You know, I do some work in the Great Room and the Vortex, but I've found that because I do so much individual work in my office, that I can sit in my office chair and close my eyes and open up to my divine beings and get a healing for me, which has been something I've needed quite often over the past couple of weeks. So we're going to practice doing that too in just a little bit. Just remember that everything is unfolding. And the greater that you allow this unfolding of your consciousness, the greater the letting go of the world that is not the truth, the greater the miracles that will occur in your life. And I absolutely promise you, you will have miracles. And you will be aware and conscious that you have conjured this miracle by allowing the synchronicity of your intuitive third eye and your soul and of the highest and best energies to flow from you. You will have miracles. I do have miracles. As long as I stay out of the way, I have so many miracles, oh my gosh, and so many fabulous clients from 28 countries. And I've got picked up Dubai the past week, and wonderful, wonderful people that are light workers, and they need somebody to give them support in the work that they're doing. Some of the most amazing miraculous connections, you know, because I don't advertise. It's all about word of mouth when people find me, and they do find me everywhere. And some new things and new changes on the planet, and people are looking for support, and I'm finding people that are actually divine light workers with new technology, new products, and it's almost, for some of them, they're putting their life on the line. Excuse me just a minute. And because it's about greed, and some of the new products are about sustainability for the planet, and that's still not accepted by everyone. But they have this intuitive notion, this intuitive power that they have to do this. So I want each of you to dig deep into your soul, and that's why you hear me on this show. That's why I do the work that I do, because I've dug deep inside of Cindy Bentley and know that for her to survive, she has to do this. And for me to do the work that I do, it's a soul contract with the planet. It's a contract I have that feels good to do. It's a very gigantic balancing act, because I have to work taking care of Cindy the human and Cindy the light worker. And each of you that are listening to me, that's part of your responsibility also. So the more I opened up and let go and surrender, not only more divine information comes in, but more divine synchronicity comes in. And it's almost as if I have the expectation. It is that I have the expectation that whatever movement I have to do, that it's going to be bigger and better than the last one, because I'm being divinely guided. It's something that each of you, I'm no different from anybody else. Each of you have this divine ability. So the other thing, when your right brain is more activated, there's a couple of things you can do. You can try some automatic writing. If you're not really good with listening, you can do some automatic writing that will help. I got a book that I found in the bookstore called Third Eye Opened. It's an older book, pretty darn amazing, but it talks about feeling and using your body and how to open up to the right brain and things you say to yourself when you're wanting to open up more is, I am now opening to my intuition. My mind is open, my mind is clear, and I have intuitive information. And you honor that intuitive information. So some of us here, some of us can do some automatic writing. Some of us are feelers. Some of us can feel things. Boy, do I feel. I have to balance that feeling. And also I hear. But I'm learning to see. And thankfully I'm talking to you guys, telling you how I'm seeing people or seeing myself in events. And this is not just dreaming. It's seeing it, that I've been able to do this and bring it into the living day-to-day world, not just dreaming. And that's what I want for each of you. So we've got a full call right now of callers and lots of people listening. So for just a moment, I want to do a little practice with you. If you'll close your eyes And this is something taught to me several years ago by another lady who sees. I want you to close your eyes, take deep breaths into the center of your soul, and take that heart also. And as you breathe, feel safe. Let go of the chatter of your head. I want you to take your eyes, your closed eyes, and feel your eyes roll back and relax backwards some. Okay? And then take a deep breath, and then take your jaw and kind of drop your jaw. Relax the jaw. And the next thing you want to do is sort of relax the lower part of your back, your sacral area. Relax that part. Just let it fall out. And then I want you to take a deep breath, and individually, each of you, bring into your mind's eye something that the soul wants to show you. See if you can do that. See if you can open up to your soul and see if you see a picture. We're going to take a couple of minutes to do that. Just see if you can see a picture. Okay, now come back to now, take another deep breath and open your eyes and see if you can remember that picture. And you may want to write it down. And when I'm taking calls today, we can talk about that. I just saw myself on a plane. And I am going to be going back to England next week. I'll do the show next Monday. And then the following Monday, we'll be in England, which will be great. We'll pick up some of the UK energy on the line. So each of you have a picture of something. And kind of play with that later in the day. And later on this evening or tomorrow, do the same thing again. Relax your body. Let your eyes, close your eyes. Let them roll back as you breathe. Let the jaw relax. Let the lower back relax. And then ask your soul to show you a picture. And that's the beginning. You know, just get started with it. The next thing you can do is, we had a new moon yesterday, so we're still in the new moon energies. So if you haven't made your intentions, that would be something you could add is the further opening and the further development of your third eye and your psychic abilities. The automatic writing works good. I used to practice automatic writing, oh God, probably 30 years ago. And that really helped some too, but it also is a healing when you're automatic writing. Sometimes you can do some great healing work with that. So what I would ask you to do, if you want to further this, is take a question or take a situation, go into that relaxation, see the picture, and then come out and do some automatic writing. There's all kinds of ways that you can play with this. But the thing is, a lot of us, it takes time to do these things. And I've been very fortunate and very focused that that's what I've been doing all of my life, is trying to develop more of what I am as a spiritual being. I mean, from talking to divine beings from a little girl before I went to school, I spent days and hours alone in the mountains, in the mountains now, but in the woods near waterfalls, under pine trees in Georgia, just lots of talking to the divine beings, what I thought then were just entities that I felt to be near. I didn't call them divine beings. So I know each of you have had some type of experience like that. So I want to talk just a little bit more on this information that I gathered. And they talk about letting go. If you're expecting outcomes that fit with your desires, letting go of any attachments is the way to begin to be in the now. So I suggest that you do that when you're looking for an answer and asking for psychic information, that you let go to whatever attachment you have to the ending or what you think you want, okay? And just ask that it be shown to you for your highest good. Because if we're trying to control an outcome, and then we're future-oriented. And if we're future-oriented, then we're not in the present moment. So stepping into the miracles of being and surrendering to our intuitive self requires a level of great trust. And many times, the higher levels of trust that we can have, and blind trust, I mean, I've had some great blind trust, as all of you know. I've had some gigantic stories of just blind trust. The bigger the miracle that will occur. Oftentimes, people fit the idea of intuition and guidance to an outcome rather than just thinking in this now moment, I ask for intuitive guidance. Intuition is only in the present moment, and it's not for the future. We walk and we talk through the higher dimensions, and we walk and talk in this higher dimension. It's not the mental body that's doing it. It's letting go of the mental body thoughts, the desire to control the outcome. It's a huge leap into the fifth dimension if you can just be in the moment, in the present. You can't take controlling beliefs. You can't take outcomes. You step into a new way of being that says, as you say to yourself, I do not know what will happen, but I am living in the now, and I trust with all my being that I am in the flow of the divine order. It's all about the now. It's focusing and holding your beliefs that you are divinely guided, that you're listening to this guidance, and that you know whatever shows up is for your highest and best outcome. And this takes practice. Sometimes it looks like the worst things are going to happen, but you just keep on going and keep on believing, and you keep on. And sometimes, I'm telling you guys, sometimes these things take years. But you just keep knowing that you are pushing forward, because you have to stay conscious and surrendered. It is a surrender, it is a complete surrender of the old way of being. And as you're completely surrendered into every moment, you can enter the magical energies of the fifth dimension. And because God wants us all to be loved, to be happy, to be prosperous, to find divine guidance, I know that if I stay present in every moment, I will have that direct source connection. I know if each of you stay open in every moment to your highest good, surrendered and trusting, blindly trusting, I know that miracles happen for each of you. And we're going to do a meditation at the end of the show. And we're going to bring in some more support to help each of us be divinely guided. I think most of you have the third eye open. It's about learning how to develop that and trust it. So now, without further ado, Mr. Bob is here with us. We're going to start. I'm going to ask him to help me keep an account. We're going to talk to the call-ins because I have a lot of people that want to ask me some questions. Or they may just be listening. If you're just listening, just let me know you're just listening, and I'll go to the next person. So the first, I think I have Elaine here. This is area code 310200. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Janet.
Oh, hey, Janet. How are you? Have you been on the show before?
No, I haven't.
This is Cindy Bentley. Do you have any questions for me today? Did you understand what I was talking about today?
I did. Yeah, I did. I guess I'm just wondering what I might, if you can look at to see what I might do to further my growth in this whole area. And
yeah, let's
up
look
that
at
third eye.
Yeah, let's look now to see where you are. Okay, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
So with Janet, how opened is her third eye? It's 100% open. Your chakra is 100% open, Janet. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes you get scared. The information sometimes is not what you want to hear. You know?
Yeah.
So you can't have any emotional attachment to whatever shows up unless it's high joy and high love. And you have to trust whatever's coming in that it is for your best. So let me look at this right now. On Janet, how many blocks and issues does Janet have in listening and trusting her psychic abilities? And I'm going to say you only got two blocks. But let's knock those out right now. I'm asking my divine beings. I've already called in the golden beings, my Archangel Michael and Saint Germain with the violet flame, the diamond beings with the brightest light, and the platinum beings. And the silvers are wanting to come in today. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but there's people that need some silver energy today that they're coming in. And that's for you too, Janet. So I'm asking that for Janet, that she further develop this consciousness of her third eye and accept and trust her psychic abilities. Okay, hang on a minute, Janet. All right, we got it. And if you'll just, like I said, just practice it a little bit and some writing comes and write down things that come in and then just kind of be observant through the day. Like I said, I've been seeing things and then I get observant. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I have to write it down because I have a lot going on and I may have to write things down. And then things will start showing up that start coinciding with synchronicity to that thought, that information that you received. It's not as big and wild as we have been shown that it, you know, people, we're not drama queens. This is real stuff. You know, because they're, let me be the psychic and share. We're not going to be able to, I'm going to tell you, there's so much shifting and so much change on this planet right now. It's very hard to tell someone to predict what's going to be a psychic and tell them what's going to happen in a month or two.
I have a hard time with that because I get stuff, but there's so much responsibility in telling someone.
Yes.
Do I tell it or do I not tell it?
You don't
yet
tell
it. Won't go until I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes
what
I
would
know.
What I would do, Janet, I would just write it down, and then I would say a prayer. If I'm supposed to tell this person, then you open up the doorway for us to have a conversation. Otherwise, we're not here you know, I know people that need my help, but I'm not knocking on their door saying, you really need me to, you
like
need to
micromanaging
listen.
Them, it feels like.
No.
Yeah.
Especially if it's family members, it's a lot more difficult. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, but thanks, Janet, for listening, and I'm going to let
all
you
right.
go, and we're going to do some more work at the end of the show. We'll do a group meditation. It's real powerful.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, then I have 401391. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Cindy. It's Diane.
Hey, Diane. How are you?
I'm feeling better. I'm still looking for the job, but I just felt like I actually plugged in a reminder for your show because, it's a struggle to keep your energy, up there. So I always can use a little boost in clearing because I'm taking on a lot of new things.
I'm clearing you right now, honey. And I hear that from everybody. I get a lot of thank you notes. Please keep on the show because I need that boost after the weekend, especially they've had a tough weekend or the beginning of the week, whatever, wherever you are, because this goes out all over the world. I'm getting Australia, Brazil, UK.
Isn't it amazing? I love the internet.
I do too. And I didn't know last month that I was going to be able to broadcast from Henley, England. I just took my laptop and trusted God, and everything was just like I was sitting here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. So that's what we're going to do next week after next. I'll be in Henley again with the grandbaby, and I'll do the show. So it'll be good. All
and
right,
being
Diane.
With the grandbaby's a beautiful energy too, right there. So that's wonderful.
Oh, the new energy. I mean, he's a total light, Wow, it's amazing. And I've known several light workers that do light work very seriously. And there's been about six of us that have had grandbabies this year. Amazing, amazing. Grandsons this year. So these are the new earth coming in. This is what's coming, the whole new earth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we're getting them ready, everybody. We're getting the place ready for these new souls. But thank you, Diane, for listening. And I got you cleared. And listen at the end. We'll have a great, powerful meditation for you.
I will. Thank you. Just mute me and I'll stay on.
Okay. Let's see. I've got area code 470-2. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
How are you? I've been up and down. It's been another crazy, crazy week.
I know.
I appreciate
it.
I appreciate you so much.
Have you got the internet going and the phone?
I have the internet on, but not the show. Why? Is it sound funny?
Yeah, it's reverberating.
I'll just turn off the internet altogether. Did that help?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't have on the show, but anyway.
Yes. So can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. It might be my phone. Can you hear me?
Are you on speakerphone?
No.
Okay. Must be your phone. But anyway, I can hear you fine. I just wanted to tell you, like I said earlier, it's been a really tough week. Especially for us sensitive, because the planet's been shifting so much with all of these earthquakes. And I've got word that there's a new alignment to a new matrix. I mean, there's new crystals being activated and cleaned up at the center of the planet. And we're all part of Gaia, y'all, every one of us. And there's a lot going on right now. And so I had a lot of physical symptoms. I made it through. I had a lot of support. I've been, it's just been amazing how the physical, the stomach problems, the back problems, the sinus problems, whoa. But, it'll keep me for about, and then it'll Do you have the same thing that Karen?
Sinus and back and stomach, and I'm like,
yes.
Oh dear.
Exactly. It is all about, we're changing, darling. We're changing. We've got to be there's ones that are doing it now to show the rest how to go.
Okay.
And it's a little bit hard for the first liners. You know, we're the first wave.
Oh.
We're born in the 50s, the late 40s. We're the first wave.
Okay.
So we're changing it up. We got to show the way. But it is tough on the physicality.
I walked into a small church event yesterday, very small, but someone who's known me for years didn't even recognize me. Now, she hadn't seen me in a couple of years. She did not recognize me.
Yeah.
We're good friends.
Yeah.
We talk on the phone, but she just looked right through me. She said, "Oh my God, I did not know that was you."
Exactly. Isn't that fun?
Okay. It was fun, and I got to say, well, I'm not her anymore.
Exactly. I'm a new woman.
I'm not that one.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm not that one. But I was wondering if you wouldn't mind looking at my third eye. I know it's open because you've told me it's open. And there have been many, many times where I've been so clairvoyant, but more often than I'm not. So
okay, Karen, you're a Virgo.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Your third eye is totally open. You have no blocks.
Yes.
The only thing
really?
That's the only thing that's blocking is you're accepting and trusting it.
Okay. Okay.
We have to work on that. You have to consciously work on that in the moment.
Yes. Okay. And if you don't mind, I just want to make sure I didn't pick up anything yesterday. I don't think I did, but.
No, you're clear as a bell.
Yay!
And if you did, listen, y'all, everybody, I've got a lot of people on the line, so I'm going to try to, and I'm just continuing to call it. People are continuing. I'm going to try to do a clearing on everybody I will do a group clearing at the end because I can't, we're not going to have time to go through everybody. Thank you, darling. Love you, Karen. Thank you for your support.
Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Definitely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Next, I've got someone that's been on the line for 41 minutes. And it's area code 404-372. I know who this is. Hello.
Hi, Cindy.
Cherie.
It's Cherie.
Hey,
yes.
Cherie. How are you doing?
Great. I was feeling just fabulous until you started talking. And there's so much energy coming through. You just threw me into an altered state.
Whoa. Thank you.
I'm trying to come back and ground myself a little bit.
Yes. Yes.
And I had a very interesting experience this weekend.
Tell me.
I'm working with a new therapist, a trigger point to release some of my really tight muscles.
Yes.
And when it was funny. I had inspiration that morning that he was going to be a real high light being, and I could feel his energy already coming in, and he
yes.
was going to ask me to stay longer because he needed to work on me, and
mm-hmm.
that happened, and this
wow.
gentleman was such a high light being, it was like we connected on such a deep soul level, it
wow.
was just incredible to me.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I love
I'm
it. And
sure
that's fifth dimensional. That's living in the fifth dimension. You know that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I didn't.
Yeah. That's the way life's supposed to be. You're supposed to be connecting in with people that can amp you up and help you. And I have that. But what happens is I work with people that are helping me, and there's some that can stay up with me, but there's some that I go ahead of, and then somebody else picks up where they left off. I never have to ask for it. I have people, you know, across the country. Cindy, I just want you to know I picked up on you. Your energies are this and this. You need to do this and this. And I'm like, I check it, and it's truth, and I do it. So we're here together supporting one another, and you're part of that first wave also.
Wow, and so it was just like he would take me higher, and I would take him higher, and we were just so in sync. It was incredible.
Yes. Yay, God.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to hear more about it, but I can't do it today.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm clear and that I'm using my psychic abilities and my third eye is open.
Your third eye is open all the way. You're very clear. There's no blocks and issues. You're really good.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Donna. Love you and thanks for your support.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Next, I have 770-403. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you today?
Hey, Cindy. This is Diana in Atlanta.
Hey, Diana in Atlanta. How's your week?
It's been fabulous, fabulous.
Good.
I went to a yoga retreat weekend, but what I saw in the mirror, or what I saw when we closed eyes.
Yes, yes.
First, I saw a man, me looking at a man waiting for his approval and being so happy that he was smiling at me.
Wow.
And then I saw myself looking into a mirror, looking at myself, smiling and loving myself, dressed as a belly dancer.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
Yes, and I thought I liked looking at myself better than looking at him and waiting for his approval. I liked knowing that I was valuable and beautiful just the way I want to be.
Yes, that's important. Very important.
Well, that was kind of neat when you took us there.
Yeah, good. And we'll do some more work at the last of the show today. We'll do some more work. But you can do those steps consciously. Go take the little retreat with closing your eyes, breathing, rolling the eyes back, loosening the jaw, loosening your bottom, and just relax and then see what shows up. It's good if you have if you have any intentions of, or you got a question you need an answer to, or you want help on something, but you don't want to hold the answer. You don't want to know the answer. You don't want to have a preconceived notion of what should be. You just want to allow whatever needs to be to show up. You know.
Yeah, and I've been worried here the last couple of hours because I haven't heard from a man, and it's not him not to call, and I'm sitting here worrying and thinking the worst, thinking, okay, something's happened, that he's been lying to me, and I'm so worried about, okay, needing his approval and opinion. Well, maybe I should stop worrying about that and not think about the worst.
No, because it constricts the flow of energy between you two.
Yeah, so do you see anything around me right now?
You're very clear, and I get the man's going to call. Is he going to call today? You know, I'm not sure if he's going to call. What, Diana?
He usually does call, like, every morning and night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just been going on for 3 weeks. This is someone I met online that I haven't really physically met yet.
Yes.
So it's interesting. You know, I don't want to get so attached to someone that doesn't exist.
No, because I've had 3 people that I work with who've had scammers off of Match.com.
Well, that's who this person's from. And that's why I'm being alert. All of a sudden, my little hairs are standing up on the back of my neck right now.
Yeah, because I've had some gigantic, I've been able to save some people, but some people had already given $25,000 to somebody in another country to help him get to America. So you got to be, and they swear, they're trained to tell you how much they love you and you're the best thing that ever happened to them. And then they want you off Match.com, and then they don't want you talking to anybody else, and they start controlling. So I'm hoping that's not.
But
yeah, I do Zeus. I do Zeus just did for the first time, and they verify everything because there have been so many scammers. That and then my daughter said for me to do something called I don't know, it's something else. You get an app for it, but she said, Mother, if you're going to do that, you need to do a good app. And gosh, I can't remember what it was. It was something on iTunes. Mm-hmm. It was called Hinge, Dating and Relationships by Hinge. And it's very interesting. But just be very wary because I know Match.com doesn't check well and they get a lot of scammers. Just be really, especially if you've never seen him or he's never showed up. I would be very weary.
I am. I have no money for him to take anyway, and I'm not that stupid, but, you know, I'm just wondering what's going on right now.
Don't hurt anybody's feelings, Diana. There's other people that maybe aren't that stupid, too, but, you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
These are, please. Yeah.
I feel better.
I've thought several times I wasn't that stupid either, but boy, was I. So, yeah.
Well, I know, and he's been awful sweet talking. I mean, he looks like James Bond in a bathing suit. Oh, my God. It's like, this is getting ramped up here. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but
and he's younger than me, and he's, you know, he's from another country, and he's traveling out of
the
country
one.
Right now.
That sounds just like the one that the scammers. Oh, yeah.
Be funny. We need to all get our pictures together and see what he sent
I'm
us.
Sure that's one of the scammers, so just be very careful, very careful. I have one.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't talk about it. Anyway, I got really puffed up with this guy calling me, telling me that age didn't make a difference and I should, you know, I said, and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And then I went and checked. He was messaging me, and then I checked his profile, and he was freaking 82 years old. I said, I'm sorry, but age does make a difference to me. So,
yeah.
You know, so
it's
just
been
be
like going to beauty school, though. I feel like I've really improved myself. Like I'm treating myself like a goddess. The things you said to me, like, you know, do you sleep with your eyes open? Are you a goddess? So
if you want to play, but please, God, don't get caught into it. Please, just.
I know.
Yeah.
I won't. Just thank you.
Be very aware, darling. Love you, darling. Take care.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. I've got a 706 number that's been on 50 minutes. 706-455. I think I know who this is. Is this Cindy Bentley? Can I help you? Hey.
Cindy, it's Nat.
Hey, darling. How are you?
Well, I've been kind of flat on my back about the last 4 days.
And
I don't know what's going on.
I know. I'm telling you, this is planet. We're all evolving so much. How clear is Madeline? I get, Madeline, you're about 90%. How much is she detoxing? 100%. How much is she processing? 100%. This is my Madeline that I've worked with for many years and stayed with Dear light worker, another first waiver when we're getting hit hard. I mean, it's just been gigantic. I was grinding my teeth. I went to the dentist. I went to the chiropractor. I've gotten everything I can get for stomach problems, from ginger to things for diarrhea, because I've just been unbelievable over here. Sinus, I got every kind of immune booster. And then all of a sudden I woke up and everything was fine. I drank a lot of water and I went up and did some work on myself up in Abiquiu, which is big, always big for me. And but there's a lot of, we're doing it, Madeline. I'm so sorry you're on your, is any part of your body hurting more than another?
No, my energy level's just been super low.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's all you've got, because there's a lot of other stuff, too, that's going along with this. And I told you earlier, I was talking about how the planet has had 144 earthquakes in 2 weeks. And she's been realigning, changing out the matrix, and there's a new alignment and some new crystals that are being activated by some light workers across the U.S. There's a lot going on. And those first waivers, especially us that have came in here, volunteered, and are worked so hard for so long, and we're older ones. We're feeling it because we love her so much. We've given up everything to be here and to help at this time, and I know you have too. So God bless you, darling. You look good. Just hang in there. We're going to do a healing at the end, and that'll help you get rid of some of the detox. And I'm going to ask for some detox healing. Thank you for your support, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, honey, I always do. I usually don't call because I usually feel like I don't need it that much. But this time,
Okay. All righty. Thank you for listening. Thank you, darling.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too, darling. Bye-bye. Oh, and here's my sweet Maris. How's it doing down in South Georgia? Hey, darling. How are you?
Pretty good. Sinus this morning, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did not know there were that many earthquakes. I suppose they're not all on the news. How did you find out about them?
Well, they were on. I have people that do planetary. That's all they do is planetary work that I've.
Right.
They're keeping me clued in on a lot of things, texting me. I did some work for them, and they've just saw what I do and how I'm helping the planet, and they've kind of included me in on what's happening. And thank you, God. I love it, you know. And they helped me, and I helped them, and then I can help everybody else. But I saw it on Facebook that there had been 144 earthquakes in 2 weeks, and it was not on the news. Nobody said a word. There's a lot of things that happen. Mm-hmm. The world is changing, guys. It's not just about you-know-who in the White House. It's all over the planet.
Exactly. I'm sending so much light to the White House.
Yeah.
And a lot of other places. My prayers are about 45 minutes long.
I know they are. Maybe longer than that, Maris. Nowadays, they could be longer than that.
They could. I'm not timing them anymore.
I know.
I didn't. To stay grounded with you, I did eat some dark chocolate and carrot juice. Vitsa Pata people do that. Well, I'm a Vitsa Pata. That means hyper crazy. No, that means I need grounding and stuff. But anyway, and that's the food for that person. That's the Ayurvedic system, in case anybody wants to know. Along that
good.
Same
I
line,
do.
I've got a list.
I want to know that. That's good. But go ahead.
Yeah, Ayurvedic medicine. You just look up what you are, and you might be one type or two types or something like that. And then it tells you the foods that are beneficial. It's the Deepak Chopra. He brought that forth. I mean, it's an ancient thing, of course, out of India.
Yes.
But anyway, I made a list of stuff. Wanted to tell you that, you know, we are going to have the Florence come by, and I've been sending her a lot of love and calming and putting stuff on Facebook. We're going to have, you know, the hurricane. And mostly, we're probably going to have Wednesday and Thursday here a lot of rain, but it's not going to be direct or anything. So, but today before the show, I started praying to talking to and communicating, praying with and to the ocean, and my head started shaking like a Hepburn. I mean, you know, and I know what that's about. It's just a lot of energy, a lot of energy.
Oh yeah.
And I think that I'm sending love to the ocean, and then let's see what's number two. Yes, fluoride can even be in some of the health food store toothpaste. You must read the ingredients on the fluoride of the toothpaste.
Yeah,
I mean even I'm sorry, I'm not going to say any brands, but there are health food brands that still have fluoride and are proud about it. You know,
yes,
okay,
I noticed that the other day.
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous. And then the third thing that I wanted to say is I do miss Astrid, and for a lot of reasons. She's beautiful, number one. Number two, she does do a really good thing about the astrology, and then the and the essential oils. And remember, last month was rosemary essential oil. So I wish that you would tell her that we miss her and would like to know what the essential oil for September is.
Yes, I will.
You know.
So if you will call me later, we can talk.
Okay.
We all miss her, but it's you know, things change sometimes. And things
have to change. I understand.
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to say, remember that week that a lot of us were feeling the imaginary bugs? I've been feeling that. And
ooh.
and but otherwise, and around here near the marsh and the oak trees and the, you know, it's easy to feel imaginary bugs because they're really, no, they're mosquitoes.
Yes.
But I'm talking inside the house. So that's kind of funny.
Yes.
And then, I almost met Shirley McLean one time in that, well, actually, I handed her an envelope onto a stage, you know, when I got to, because I was in Screen Actors
Guild
Film Society,
and
I was on the front row, and so she's an Aries, and she's got some wild energy, and she could benefit from you. How about that?
I know. I keep feeling like she's going to contact me to get help, and I have had actors and actresses that I've worked with, then they're like, don't tell anybody. I'm like, sure. But just pass my name out, you know. Just pass my name along. I won't tell anybody, but, you know. So, thank you, Maris.
And then, good to hear from Diane again. I'm glad and support her with the finding a new job. And I'm still looking for my part-time extra job that I need. So I'll call you later. So I'll call you later. We could talk about maybe that, too. So other people can have a chance to talk. Hey, love from South Georgia. Y'all help me
let's do a little prayer.
To calm the ocean.
Maris, let's do it right now because I just looked and it's headed up that way. Okay,
oh, yeah, so it's definitely. It's just going to slip by here. It's not going to be a big deal, but
it's
going to North Carolina. We
okay,
must pray intensely for North Carolina.
Let me stop you so I can have a minute or two, let everybody hold. Everyone that's listening to hold energy for, and I just got a text message from a Dr. Wendy Jones in Atlanta asking to hold energy to push the winds back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot going on right now with people in prayer, and we're asking that everybody now hold the highest light, the highest and good to happen with the hurricane winds that are coming through. And it'll work. When we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's so funny, Maris, because I was working with some people in Dubai this week. And whenever it never rains there, of course, I've been to Egypt and it rained for the first time in 3 years when I was there in Cairo. But in Dubai, it never rains the same. But whenever they get any sign of a cloud, the scientists there seed the cloud and so that it will produce rain. So we have so many different areas that water is so important, and some people are praying for rain, and some people are wanting the rain not to be so. It's an interesting world right now, that is for sure. But thank you, Maris, and we'll remember you guys
thank
in prayer.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
There's on Facebook, there's something called the Storm Prayers, and they asked me to join with them because they saw what I was doing last hurricane season on Facebook. And so now we're all grouped up here. And hey to Wendy, and bye, and love you. I love everybody. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 404-683. This is Cindy. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Cindy. It's Vera. How are you from Atlanta?
Hey, Vera. I'm good. How are you today? Have you enjoyed the show?
I have been immensely enjoying it, and I just want to share with folks nature is talking to us. I'm looking at a deer right now in the woods.
Uh-huh.
I'm about 10 feet from it. Yesterday, I had a hummingbird about 3 feet from my face. No, to 1.5. It was getting the salvia juice behind me. And I just want to say thank you for all the work you're doing. I've been working on clearing, just curious about my pelvic region and my legs. You know, I did a lot of horseback riding. Am I clear chakra-wise down there or past life?
You are. Very clear.
Okay, God bless you. I guess it's just the physical coming out at the end. Is that right?
Yes, and you know, I've been, if you've heard me speak, I've had a lot of physical issues too, and I work hard not to. But we're taking on a lot of plants. And yesterday morning, and as I was walking, I have not seen one snake this year, but I put on a hat and I cover my face because I'm in the desert, and I almost stepped on a 3.5-foot brown snake.
Wow.
Right on my foot.
I
had to stop from stepping on him, and we had communion. It was like a rat snake. It was not, last year I had so many rattlers on the trail. This time it was a really good snake.
Power.
And we just talked and I let him, he went by and it was really good.
Oh,
that was my snake story. And I said, oh, thank you for letting me see him, because I could have stepped on him. I was like, oh, no. He was big. So, nature is speaking to us, honey. Nature is there. We need to listen. It's another intuitive voice, because they're becoming conscious just as we're becoming conscious. They're becoming more conscious just as we are becoming. We're all pieces of God.
Thank you. I heard someone say that the bees, you know how we've been worrying about where the bees are? But that supposedly someone said they've moved to the fifth dimension. Does that ring a bell?
I did not know that. No,
but
let me down.
Exciting?
Have they already gone to the new earth? And I get yes.
Woohoo!
That's
isn't
given
that
me chills. So happy about that. Thank you so much, Vera. Thank you for giving
You're
us
welcome.
That information. And you have a great, hope you feel better. Take arnica.
Oh, I will.
Take some arnica.
Thank you very much. Bless
You're
you,
welcome.
Everyone on the call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vera. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Thank
I've
you.
Okay, let's turn Vera off. I may have to get Bob to help me some on this. I've got to go. I've got somebody from 310, been on 54 minutes, 405. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Cindy, it's Bridget.
Hey, Bridget. How are things?
Hey. They're okay. I think I had talked to you earlier in the year. She passed away in July.
Right. Did she have, are you
still
in grieving?
A week before. I'm still grieving, yeah. And it was a week before Tiffany's dog passed, so we were both grieving.
Geez.
We were like, oh, this summer sucks. But I started to work on a new creative project that I had put down a few years ago. I was wondering if I have any blocks to creativity so that I can get this project off the ground, if this is a beneficial project for me.
How beneficial is this project for Bridget to do 100%? How many blocks does she have in creating? I've just got one block.
Oh, well, that's great.
So we're going to release that. And then I want you to listen at the end, because we're going to do some more work on releasing and being in the moment and allowing your intuitive voice to develop, that voice inside of you. Okay, Bridget?
That
All right.
Yes.
I got it. It's cleared.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. That's good. I'm glad.
Thank you. I'm trying. It's like pushing a boulder uphill, but I'm trying. I keep doing.
I don't see the boulder. I see it. You're on a lift going up.
Really? Okay, good. Yay. Okay.
Yes. Bye, Bridget.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'll keep listening.
Okay, keep listening. Okay, I've got area code 917-538. This could be New York. Who am I listening? Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Good evening. This is Anna calling.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I appreciate all your callers. I have a question regarding my work. I had filed something regarding Sorry?
I knew about that, yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, when I'm hearing back from them and if it's going to go, am I going to get what I need there?
Are you, let's look at this, Anna. Let's look at this even more so. How beneficial is it for Anna to stay in this job? How beneficial is it for Anna? And I'm getting it's 90%.
Okay.
So that's good. So if it's still going to be beneficial, then I think everything's going to work out. Don't you think?
Well, I filed for a while ago in July, but I haven't heard back yet regarding a raise. And so I'm wondering if I will get the raise or...
When do they usually give evaluations and raises?
I started a year and a half ago, but my job description is completely false. I'm doing 90% different work, developing a whole program there from scratch to be doing like activities and stuff. And when I check with other people that have the same title, they don't do what I do. I work much harder and not much harder, but I do different things. And and so I filed a complaint because it's not, you know, it's not okay with the union that that the title is one thing and what I'm doing is a whole nother thing, a whole nother field.
Right, right.
So we just wondering, it's taking a long time, but normally my raise would go up next year in May.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get if you stay, you're definitely going to get a raise in May. But
I know that's normal.
But you're like in a there's so much freaking red tape there, Anna. Do you understand what I'm saying, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. There's so many. Nobody wants to take responsibility. You getting?
Yeah, I guess I have to push.
I'm kind of getting that no one. Yes, no one's taking the responsibility. So you may have to follow up on it. But I want to open the door. I want to ask, and we'll work some more. I'm running out of time for the meditation, so I'm going to be short. But I want to open up the door that things can shift and change for the highest good of everybody there. Okay.
Okay.
And that the job description be accurate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thanks, darling. Thanks for your support. Take care.
Thank you for your service. Thank you. And everyone, blessings to everyone also. And love to everyone.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to take one more because there's somebody that's been on for a long time here. 54 minutes down here. 678-371. Who am I speaking with? You may just be listening. They're just listening. Okay. And let's see. Oh, we've had a lot of people here. And I'm just going to say, this is area code 212-877. This is Cindy Bentley. Do you have a quick question for me before we go into meditation?
Oh, thank you so much. Been enjoying the show.
Okay, good.
So much going on in my life. And, I'm wondering where I am.
What's your name?
I'm sorry. Karen Sue.
Hey, Karen. So,
hi.
Karen, you've never had a session with me.
During what you see in terms of any blocks, to my third eye?
Can I talk to you just a minute? I'm trying to talk right now, so hang on. So I'm checking you right now, and your energy field is only 45% clear. Now, what I'm saying is we haven't had a private session together, so but you're only 45% clear, so there's a lot of stuff blocking you. And so, yeah, you've got a lot of things that are hindering you. If you want to go to my website and listen to the meditation we're fixing to do, and it'll help get rid of some stuff. But you've got a lot of things, attachments that are blocking. I'm just saying. Okay. Thank you, Karen. And we're going to move on to the meditation. All right. I've got a, I want everybody that's listening to hold out their left hand. I'm going to have to do a little alignment first with everybody because we've been doing a lot of work, and I'm using my etheric weaver to brush through the detox. We've been doing a lot of clearing work on people. So I want all of you to allow and surrender to release the detox of the processing that you're doing to higher frequencies. As we're moving forward, I want to do another little check here and make sure that I'm divinely 100% clear, because we're fixing to call in some divine beings right now. We're asking lots of divine beings to come in and help with the meditation and help everybody at the present time. So I want you to take a deep breath and relax. And we are going to breathe deep and allow ourselves to connect in to our third eye. And we're going to have our eyes relax and roll upward. Take a deep breath and let your jaw drop and relax. Relax the shoulders. Let your bottom relax. And we're asking that everyone that's listening be opened with full intentions to step into a divine light that will clear away all negativity, that Archangel Michael with the violet, with the blue flaming sword can come and cut away all negative attachments. Anybody that has any negative being, negative entity, negative cord from anybody else, it's the cords and the dark spirits, everything is now cut away by Archangel Michael, and he's raising his fists with joy. And we're burning all of this in the violet flame, and we're sending all the dark beings, the negative beings, we're sending them back from where they came. And then everyone that's listening is having shields of protection put around them that they cannot be interfered with ever again. And each of you that are listening are calling in shields every day to be divinely protected so that you can move forward. We're asking that all negativity be transmuted by the violet flame of Saint Germain. We're asking that all discordant and non-beneficial energies be transmuted. Take a deep breath. Notice what comes into your mind's eye. If you hear voices, notice the sounds and the energies and feel the divine energies flowing through all of you. If you see, notice the pictures. If you hear, notice the words, the information that's coming in. If you feel, notice how lighter you feel. And now I'm going to ask that we do a divine chakra clearing and alignment. We ask the goal beings to stay near for healing. With the golden creator substance, we ask that everyone be healed. As we step into a new world, a new earth, a new light. We welcome the new earth. We welcome the fifth dimension to our life. We welcome the energies, the knowledge, the support that each of us can transform our life, that each of us can move into a different dimension, into the fifth dimension. And each of us are part of the new earth. We rejoice because now, in this moment, in every instant, as we are surrendered, as we are releasing, or as we are shifting into the new earth, we are allowing our heaven to show up. We are allowing our heaven on the planet, in our lives, in our world, all around us, but even more so inside of us. Inside of each of us is our heaven. We deserve it. We have it. It is ours. Each of you are so divinely loved, unconditionally. And part of your heaven is now having the knowledge of how to unconditionally love yourself every moment, trusting that divine connection is moving you to your divine heaven, your fifth dimensional life of ease, grace, fun, joy, love, prosperity, money. All that is a struggle is released. Everyone that is listening, that is thinking they're having to work at it, struggle at it, make it happen, force it, we ask that each of you release that now. Because in the struggle, in the constriction, you are not allowing the divine flow of your essence to manifest your highest good. Be patient with yourself. Be loving with yourself. Just as you would be with a child, just as you would be loving a child and teaching him how to love himself, you do the same for you. You find the joy of what it is you are searching for, be it a productive job, a love, money, companionship, anything that you're searching for, you already have. It's you who's not accepting it. Realize that when you are ready, when you have released the struggle, when you have released your preconceived notions of how you think it should be, you have released all attachments to the outcome, then it shows up for you in divine timing, in divine order, bigger, better, smoother, with ease and grace, better than you ever in your mental body could think about. So therefore, we let go of the thought, but we keep the feeling of what it is that is transforming, what it is that we are creating. Because in that feeling is our God self telling us that hold that joy, hold that feeling of success, hold that feeling that you are divinely blessed. Hold that feeling that your movement is guiding you to heaven, to the fifth dimension. Trust is the biggest thing we each need to do at this moment. We cannot allow the fear to come forward. It is not real because we are divinely supported, cared for, and loved. And if it's not showing up, it's because we're not ready yet. That's me too. There are things I want that haven't showed up, but it's not time. And because I'm on the journey, and because you are on the journey of the soul, we are learning to be human masters, ascended masters. We are learning how to master the human being and allowing the divineness that is the truth of each of us to show up in every moment. Take a deep breath, everybody. Hang on to who you are. Hang on to one moment. Find how good it is to be you. Find how wonderful it is to be whoever you are in every moment, because you are so connected to God. You are so connected to unconditional love that, of course, we are absolutely manifesting the divine love of God and grounding it into this divine earth now. We're trusting our third eye, our intuition, to know that we can move forward with divine guidance. We're trusting that the planet that we are on is elevating the frequencies. Gaia is changing. The masses are changing. The world is changing. It's not overnight like I thought it would be. It is changing, though, in every moment. We are shifting it because we're doing it. The first wave of light workers, the second wave of light workers, the crystals, the crystal children, the indigo children, all of you who are growing up now in that age group, and all of the divine beings who are here holding space, the old souls are here. We give you great thanks. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we welcome you here next Monday, 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock in the UK, 2 o'clock on the East Coast. Come and listen. And I'll welcome you all, and I love you all, and I love all this wonderful support. It's been a great day today, and thank you for being with me. And so it is.